This is VOA News. I'm Liz Pelka. The legal team for the Washington whistleblower, whose complaint has sparked an impeachment inquiry of President Donald Trump, says their client's identity needs to be protected. Meanwhile, President Trump says he deserves to know who the whistleblower is. The legal group said their concerns for the whistleblower's personal safety have increased over the past week, and they expect that situation to worsen. Al-Shabaab militants launched an attack on an airbase used by the U.S. military supporting Somali forces. That's according to security sources Monday. The militants detonated explosions from two car bombs at Ballydogle Airport in Lower Shabelle region. Al-Shabaab issued a statement claiming responsibility for storming the base. The AP reports the U.S. uses the base to launch drone attacks on Al-Shabaab targets. Meanwhile, a car bomb exploded in Mogadishu, targeting a military convoy near a military academy. According to Reuters, the explosion missed European Union peacekeepers but injured Somali civilians. Heavy rains in India have killed more than 100 people in central Uttar Pradesh and Bihar states over the past 3 days, according to officials. People flocked to the shelters to receive food and assistance, but some believe disaster management wasn't doing enough. She says, they feed us rice, lentils, and vegetables and then shoo us away. How is that beneficial to us? Food is not the answer to all our problems here. India's monsoon season, which accounts for almost 75% of the country's annual rainfall, begins in June and starts to retreat by early September. But heavy to very heavy rainfall has continued across parts of the country this year. This is VOA News. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani and his main rival, Chief Executive Abdullah Abdullah, are both claiming victory in Afghanistan's presidential election. Election officials, however, said official results have yet to be announced. Afghanistan's National Security Advisor called on the Taliban to engage in peace talks or face defeat at the hands of the government.
To the Taliban and their foreign sponsors, hear this now. A message from the Afghan people. Join us in peace or we will continue to fight. As my colleague, Ambassador Adil Araz, said last week here at the United Nations, this is a fight we can win.
Hamdullah Mohib made the comments at the United Nations General Assembly just days after the heavily secured Afghan presidential elections, in which at least 2.2 million people voted. The militant group threatened attacks leading up to Election Day, causing many voters to stay home. Hong Kong pro-democracy lawmakers are condemning the, quote, extremely disturbing and brutal police arrests of protesters at demonstrations last week. Violent clashes broke out on Saturday and Sunday, as they have since protests began in June. Riot police repeatedly fired water cannons and tear gas after demonstrators hurled Molotov cocktails at officers and set off street fires. Pro-democracy party lawmaker Claudia Mo says the police force and the government of Chief Executive Carrie Lam are trying to spread fear in Hong Kong.
They thought by infiltrating this chilling effect, they could have a more safe and a more protected kind of celebration of the 70th anniversary.
Many protesters are planning to go out on the street again Tuesday as the ruling Chinese Communist Party celebrates 70 years since taking power. Thousands crowded into central Moscow, Russia, Sunday as protesters demanded the release of people who are detained for similar demonstrations. More than 2,000 protesters have been jailed in recent months for participating in unsanctioned rallies, demonstrating against the exclusion of opposition candidates from city assembly elections.
The slogan of this protest, "Liberate them," represents the demands to the authorities to release all political prisoners, to release all those who have been unfairly convicted, who have been tried for participating in a demonstration, for fighting for fair elections. They were all illegally sentenced.
The police say people were detained or prosecuted for breaking the law. Sunday's demonstration was sanctioned by the city authorities. I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.